Tonight, our Office of Special Prosecutor to face tough questionings as Parliament readies itself to summon Special Prosecutor Kisi Ejabeng over allegations of gross abuse of power and office.
The Office of the Special Prosecutor has abused its powers in this matter. And I will not hesitate to say that this house, we created the office. And the Office of the Special Prosecutor, if it continues to abuse its powers, then we may have to abrogate it.
We have details. As Kojo Ponkrumah says, the rebuke of the OSP must be extended to other investigative bodies doing the same thing.
When it happens to somebody and he's complaining about it, you see absolutely nothing wrong with it. When it happens to you, now you complain. Which have been complained about, which they turn a blind eye and a blind ear to. Maybe, Chief Whip, you should add it so that we can do a non-partisan, diligent job.
Meanwhile, Martin Pebble allowed to go home after leading his lawyers to visit the OSP upon invitation to file formal charges.
No, that one is yet to come. I hope that day doesn't come because I don't know what the trial will be. It's just a precautionary measure they are taking. What is that trial going to be like?
They haven't charged you of anything.
As if they want. No.
We have more here on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel. Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy Holy Sleep. And also by Shield Pension. Trust into the future with you. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace. Now, the Special Prosecutor, Kisi Ejabeng, is to be invited to face parliamentary grilling over allegations of gross abuse of power. Majority Chief Whip Roxanne Nelson Dafiamakpo has accused Kisi Ejabeng's office of misusing its authority, citing the recent arrest of lawyer Martin Pebble as a prime example. He is expected to be questioned by the House to explain his office's actions to Parliament. Now, the OSP arrested prominent lawyer and media commentator Martin Pebble for allegedly obstructing an officer of the OSP. Speaking on the floor of Parliament, Roxanne Nelson Dafiamakpo insisted that a special prosecutor must come and explain to the House why he is weaponizing the powers of his office against citizens. We had a discussion in Parliament shortly, but first, let's go to the office where my colleague James Avergy has been stationed all day and joins me in studio with more. James, give us a blow-by-blow account of incidents since morning when you arrived at the OSP.
Well, Braze, the day started quite early for me and Martin Pebble. I first caught up with him at the court complex where he's going to do some activities on his private legal practice. And he indicated to me, and then I had that exclusive interview with him at the court complex at about 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., where he indicated to me that he was scheduled to attend upon the OSP at 11 a.m. And so we left there to pitch camp at the OSP while we wait for him to conclude his processes at the court complex. And so at exactly 10:49 a.m., 11 minutes to 11 a.m., he drove himself in his car through the gate of the OSP to honor that invitation. And then later we picked that some of his counsels were in there waiting for him while others joined later. And so he was in the company of three different lawyers there at the OSP. And then they went into what we expect to be an interview. That's the right word they prescribe for it, an interview on the matter of allegation against the special prosecutor himself, Kisi Ejabeng, on the allegations he, Martin Pebble, has raised against the SP on incompetence and corruption. And so that was the basis of his invitation. And so that's what we expected him to be interviewed on. It went on for 3 hours, some few minutes to 2 p.m. He came out. He actually didn't come out in person. Then I got the information that he was being whisked away in the company of officials of the OSP, and that they are whisking him away on the second subject that happened on Wednesday, where he's been alleged to have obstructed an officer of the OSP on duty for which reason he was arrested, detained for a number of hours, and then now released at 2 p.m. And so the conversation has moved from his allegation against the SP to now what has transpired there yesterday, leading to his arrest and alleged obstruction of an officer on duty. And so they went away at about 2:30 p.m. in order to go and verify that bail condition of a landed property and a surety. So they went out at about 2:30 p.m. to go and do that verification.
And what was the outcome of that verification exercise?
They came back about an hour and a half later, went in, and when they came out, and I found out from him, he indicated that they inspected his personal property, the house he lives in, and then a piece of land that he has provided as part of the bail process. And so earlier we heard that one landed property, but now it has turned into two different properties his house is living in, and then another piece of land that he has provided on that basis.
So eventually cool heads prevailed, and then they dropped that one. So that took quite a chunk of the time.
So you didn't take the mugshot?
No. Then the next thing we had to do was then to bring the surety. So one of my sureties was away. So it took maybe another 30 minutes. So we are accounting for the first 3 hours. Then when we are about moving, they said when we are done inspecting my residence and then the landed property I've given them, we should come back here. And, you know, it's been a long day. Yesterday and today I'm exhausted. So we didn't see the reason for it. So that negotiation also took at least 30 minutes, but eventually we had to obey because they say that's the standard protocol they do. We must come back here. So this is how basically the first 3 hours went. Then we set out on the journey to go. Yes.
So just establish for us, when you went out there, what did you go to inspect, and how many of the sureties did they inspect in addition to the property you have produced?
So we did three things. One, they inspected my residence. Okay. Two, they inspected the landed property I've provided. So for this exchange, a soldier insults a citizen, and then they turned the case on me. I had to provide landed property that they inspected. Then they took measurements. They want to go and verify. So they themselves have taken the coordinates to be sure that the document is not a fraudulent one. So
it should be a piece of land.
Yes. And then third, we inspected the surety's residence. So three things we went to do, and then we came back.
So officially, they've granted you bail on that alleged obstruction of a security, an officer of the OSP?
Yes, absolutely. He's not an officer. He's a soldier. I don't think they are brought here to provide security. He's not an officer of the OSP. He's not an employee. They are brought in here by the military. I'm sure they requested. And I'm sure today you don't see the military here. That's an improvement. So like they say, from time to time, the tree of democracy is watered with the blood of patriots and villains. So that's what I've suffered. But at least you see when we made noise about it today, you don't find the soldiers there. We are abusing the military. The military are not to be used for safety.
Do you know the charge that has been leveled against him?
Well, Brace, as we speak, no official charges have been preferred against Martin Kpebu. And it is also not clear whether the OSP has an interest in preferring an official charge against him, and if the OSP will put him before court to be tried for any of those offenses. But this is his own reaction to that information.
So bring him soldiers to come and take over the work of the police. Yeah, it's not good. I'm not the only one.
I'm sure they might have listened to you and recalled them today. Yes. Is it safe to say that have they officially charged you? When would they put you before court?
No, that one is yet to come. Okay. I hope that day doesn't come because I don't know what the trial will be. It's just a precautionary measure they are taking. What is that trial going to be? Like I said, I witnessed this Marcelino's beer. Oh, well, he's my lawyer, but he also saw it. He was one of the witnesses, because if the soldiers who also say the police are their witnesses, fine. But one thing was clear. I walked ahead of this. I'd gone past the soldiers, actually. They were in the security room. It was a policeman who was outside. I met him, bypass. There was nothing between here, and I know troubles. Then the first soldier called out to me, "You." Out of courtesy, I turned. Then he warned me that next time I won't allow you to do that. Then I shot back that you don't have any power to stop me. Then I continued walking. Then the next soldier also called out to me. He is the one who said he will show me power. Next time I do that, he will show me power. Then I said, there's no power to do that.
Which led to the... Exactly.
What I'm saying is that, what was I obstructing? People who were behind me, like the way some of your, the way your cameramen are in front of us. So I have gone past them, going my somewhere, like we say in Ghanaian English, into the reception. Then you call out. So where is the obstruction? It's interesting. We will see how it will pan out in court. Okay.
So they haven't charged you of anything?
As if they want. No.
Well, let's talk about the substantive issue of his allegations against the special prosecutor, which, of course, was the reason he was invited to the place earlier. Was he interrogated on it today?
So, Brace, that didn't come up at all as far as today is concerned, even though that was the basis for his official invitation. The indication we get from him and his lawyers is that that matter didn't come up at all, because even if that had come up, he has raised objection to the constitution of that committee and insisted that only board members of the OSP he will speak to. Sami Dako from the OSP has told us that there is no substantive board constituted for the OSP as we speak. And so he does not, Martin Kpebu tells me, he does not expect them to invite him on that matter again unless a board has been constituted. The next time he's invited, it should be about the new case that is on now for him to attend to. But as far as that substantive matter is concerned, nothing has been mentioned about it today as part of the conversations.
Well, let's take you to Parliament now, where just a while ago there was a heated debate on the recent actions of the Office of the Special Prosecutor. We're joined by our Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent, Kweku Asante, with Mwakweku. Let's start with the majority side pushing for the House to invite the Special Prosecutor. What led to this?
Well, the Majority Chief with Roxy Nelson, the former poll, said he had an urgent statement to make. And he in particular was very, very blunt about their anger about the conduct of the Special Prosecutor vis-a-vis Martin Kpebu's arrest yesterday. He described the entirety of the scenario as have been narrated as a gross abuse of power. And he says not only must the Special Prosecutor come before Parliament to answer questions if it becomes necessary, but Parliament must begin looking at processes to entirely abolish the office because it's not living up to the very purpose for which it was set up.
One of our seasoned lawyers, the lawyer Martin Kpebu, was invited by the Office of the Special Prosecutor. He presented himself willingly, and somehow he got detained until about after 10 p.m. He was still in detention, and he was supposed to have been granted bail, given onerous bail terms. He should produce property, landed property, and all that. And Mr. Speaker, we cannot do this at this time. The Office of the Special Prosecutor has abused his powers in this matter. And I will not hesitate. I will not hesitate to say that this house, we created the office. And the Office of the Special Prosecutor, if it continues to abuse his powers, then we may have to abrogate it. Let me place this matter on record that this house, we shall be inviting him to come and brief the house, the circumstances under which he will detain a citizen under such whimsical circumstances. It is untenable. And yesterday, his conduct was frowned upon by the entire nation.
So, Kweku, I mean, we understand that the minority were not particularly in support of this particular this call.
Well, Kojo Ponkuma, who spoke right after the majority chief whip, was that they are really not opposed about accountability, calling such state institutions to come and answer questions. They are not really perturbed about that. However, they think that there's a certain level of hypocrisy when it comes to the majority's cause, because they're the minority, including their leader himself, have been persistently talking about the conduct of Yoko, NIB, other security investigative bodies, who they also say are abusing their power. And whenever they've raised the matters on the floor, the majority side have brushed it aside. And so what is it about Martin Kpebu alone that is so big that that house is should be taking such an interest in it. Not that they are against that, but they see that it's a certain hypocrisy in the way the minority, have, the majority, I should say, have been going about this particular call. You listen to Kojo Ponkoma.
It is not about the office of the special prosecutor. It is about a culture that has crept into the investigative and law enforcement bodies in this country, where they invite you, and to quote the words of the chief whip, you appear on your own volition to assist them in investigations. Then they arrest and detain and put onerous bail conditions on you. Unfortunately, Mr. Speaker, like we say in Chi, etia unyonku mua, etia biem, etia uhumudia, etia nipem. To wait, Mr. Speaker, when it happens to somebody and he's complaining about it, you see absolutely nothing wrong with it. When it happens to you, now you complain. So, Mr. Speaker, if he wants to invite a special prosecutor to come and answer why his friend, and today he's complaining because it is his friend, the minority leader, Osahin, has been raising this matter over and over again, that the investigative bodies are weaponizing their powers, are imposing onerous bail conditions. In fact, Mr. Speaker, in instances where you don't even expect them to detain, because you've invited a man, he has appeared, he's provided information, you know where to find him. There's no basis to detain him. We on this side, if indeed they extend that invitation, I'm not sure who will object. We won't object to it. But perhaps our advice will be that all the other investigative bodies that are being weaponized, which have been complained about, which they turn a blind eye and a blind ear to, maybe, Chief Whip, you should add it so that we can do a non-partisan, diligent job in the interest of the public. Because precedents are being set, which will not be good for our democracy going forward.
How did the Speaker see this particular matter? Did he come into it?
Will you say that again?
I mean, how the Speaker got into... Did the Speaker wade into this particular matter?
No. At the time these matters were being discussed, Urban Baden was not in the seat. He was the second Deputy Speaker. Mm-hmm. Subsequent matters have come up with the calls for the Special Prosecutor's Office to be repealed and all of that. But at the time this particular incident was being discussed, Urban Baden was not in the chair.
This is still top story. Let's bring in Professor Kojo Apiejetua, who is Professor of International Law at the University of Ghana. Prof, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, from the narration so far, why is Martin Pable being given bail without a charge? Is that lawful?
Kojo, come again, please.
I want to find out from you that now that we know that Martin Pable has been charged and given bail, why is he's not been charged yet? He's been given bail, and we're asking, why is he being charged? Being given bail without a charge, is that lawful?
No, that is not. The procedure to follow is that an allegation should be made against somebody, and then investigations are conducted, and then after that, if there's enough evidence found, then the person is charged. Then we'll talk about whether the bail should come in or not. But of course, if the person is alleged to have committed an offense, then when the investigations are done and there is a possibility of finding some information which may confirm that some offense has been committed, then the bail process can be initiated. But in this case, we don't know the nature of the offense he's being charged of, and then they are asking for bail. So there seems to be some procedure which have not been properly followed yet.
So we are saying that the Office of the Special Prosecutor, you know, engaged in an unlawful act per the narration so far?
Yes, I would say so. And the other issue is that if the person was asked to come and give some information, and the person has not been charged with respect to the issue of corruption that he seems to be claiming against the office or the special prosecutor. The question is there a link between that and the bill issue that has come up now? Because if there is some connection, then it will even make the case even worse in terms of violating the rights of Mr. Pebu. Because we are looking at it in due respect. Is it about the obstruction of justice that he's being arrested and being interrogated and the bail issue coming up? And if so, why is it that he's not being charged? Or is it in connection with the corruption allegations he's making against the special prosecutor?
Well,
the person is only considered here as a person of interest. So it means that he's not a suspect. He's not being charged. And so the issue of whether he should be arrested doesn't come in at all.
But so how grave is it then if the person we expect to know the law then says, I am giving you a bail when the person has not been charged? Hello, Prof.
Hello.
I'm asking that this is the office of the special prosecutor, the one who is mandated to fight corruption. If they have given someone bail without a charge, and you say that's unlawful, and the fact that he's been invited again today to face the OSP on the same action, how grave is it?
Well, it's serious, because even if we are talking about the obstruction of the work of a police officer, I understand it is not a police officer who he had an altercation with. It's a military officer,
yes.
Of course, the military officer can also perform some security functions. So supposing that's the case, this is a misdemeanor. And for a misdemeanor, we all know Martin Pebu, and I'm not sure he'll be a flight risk or you interfere with the investigations and so on. So what he can be put on a self-recognizance bill, for example, and if he's asked to reappear for an investigation in connection with that matter, I'm sure he will come in and respond to the question. So it's much of some sort of power play here.
Can this be equated to an abuse of office?
It seems so. That's why I think that this issue could have been handled differently, and it wouldn't have escalated to this level.
Can this then serve as grounds enough for someone to say, because of this, I'm asking for him to be removed? I mean, the SP himself.
Well, I disagree with that with Mr. Pebu on the grounds that I think that the minimum threshold to trigger that process, I don't think has been met. So there could be other means. Of course, I would say that Mr. Jabin has committed some missteps, but I don't think it goes to the extent where we can call for his removal from office.
But how does this play into all of the petitions we've heard that are calling for his head? How does this make it a bit more easier for the process to begin for his removal?
Well, you see, that is where we begin to question again the procedures for removal from office of such independent institutions that are supposed to contribute to accountability in the governance system that we have. Because it is just about submitting a petition to the president, and then the president is required to forward it to the chief justice, and then the chief justice will do the prima facie case and determine if such a case is established. Then he sets up the committee, and then the committee will sit on the matter and make its findings to the president, who is required to obey the instructions of the findings of the committee. It is 2 weeks and it's subject to abuse. And so in this case, it may lead to the removal of the special prosecutor from office. and that will certainly signal a weakening of the institutional mechanisms that have been put in place in the constitution and the laws of the country to check on any excesses that the executive can commit.
Okay, so lawyer, now that we understand that Martin Pebu has been charged with obstruction, what else should be the next line of action? Hello.
Hello. Has he been charged now?
We understand he's been charged with obstruction.
Okay. And your question is?
What is next? I mean, he's been charged with obstruction. He's been given bail. What is next on this particular matter?
Well, I think it has mixed up the two issues. The main issue, which is the corruption issue. Because, for example, today I haven't heard of the special prosecutor continuing with the discussions with Mr. Pebu. It has all centered on the obstruction charge. Mm-hmm. So it means that the principal issue which should be of interest to us has been sidelined. But with regard to the case itself, investigations will need to proceed. The matter, again, here's the difficulty here, because it looks as if part of the investigation is being done by the Office of Special Prosecutor. But this matter, probably it will be referred to the police for the police to take care of it, because that is the proper function of the police, so that they will determine if they have enough evidence. Well, this case, I think they have the evidence, so that's why they've charged him. So the next thing is to proceed to court, and then for the court to determine the culpability or otherwise of Mr. Pebu.
Okay, do stay with me, because I'm learning that we've been joined on the line by Sami Dak, who is Director of Strategy at the OSP. To help us, match more into what the OSP is doing. Sami, confirm for us that Mr. Martin Pebu has been charged with obstruction. Hello, Mr. Dako. Hello, Mr. Dako. All right. We've been joined on the line by Sami Dako, who is Director of Strategy.
I can hear you.
Great. So I want a confirmation of the fact that Martin Pebu has been charged with obstruction.
Yes, I will confirm that to you. But also, you notice that for almost 5 to 7 minutes, we have been misleading the professor on whether he has been charged or not. Especially, I also listened to your reporter giving a lot of misleading and inaccurate information. This has been precisely the problem. When media houses
so
are
that's why we have you
so
rectify.
I'm going to correct that, but I need to also say that when we mislead experts, they are confused and unable to properly place the matter in context. So if your reporter had been there, and I know that Martin Pebu usually come with his own media so that he can talk to them before he goes in, when he comes out and all that, it's fine. Everybody is allowed to do that, but he should be honest enough and tell them that I have been charged.
Okay.
I don't understand how you also don't understand that a person is charged before they are given bail. That charge is what that is an internal charge.
So
then you have a charge where then you are sent to court.
Mm.
Right? So you are charged with an offense. Obstruction of officers of their lawful duty, contrary to Section 69 of the OSP Act, Act 959. He was long ago told about, this was yesterday. That's the reason why you then be granted bail. So last night, there were a lot of incidents, and so the bail could not be effected. So today, the bail was effected. And now, he's been granted while investigation continues, and he'll be reporting in between.
Okay.
So investigations are concluded. And I, lastly, because I heard that Parliament would want SP to come and explain, I'm saying that this would even be a wonderful opportunity for the special prosecutor to explain to Ghanaians exactly what has happened. So all is welcome. The OSP must be allowed to do its work. Not because your favorite has been touched, not because today is about this person. let the OSP do its lawful work. It knows how to do its work and is doing its work. If people are uncomfortable with how the OSP is operating, there are a lot of avenues you can do. For instance, Martin Tupu is a lawyer and she knew that if you have allegations of corruption against the special prosecutor, you either file a petition. But you will not file a petition, you will not give any evidence to even Ghanaians. And every day you are mentioning that he is corrupt and no iota of truth to it. And the media won't even demand what is backing this allegation of corruption.
Okay.
I can't just say that you, Kojo Breeze, is a murderer. And I won't say any other thing to it. And I just say you're a murderer. It's wrong. I don't know the kind of society we want to cultivate. Because we love soundbite. I don't know.
Fortunately, we have Martin Peiwu himself on the line. Let me find out from you. Martin, at what point in time did you know that you've been charged with obstruction?
No, I have not been charged. Sami Daku said he will verify. So maybe you should go and check and then we'll see. I'm not aware that I've been charged.
He told us now categorically... That you've been charged, then you were told.
No. There's a difference. No, there's a difference between a caution statement. Caution means they will warn you when you are arrested. Then you'll be warned that look, now you are under arrest. You can say make a statement, or you can keep quiet. But if you make a statement, they will write it down. Blah blah blah. So is that one that yesterday we went through? I don't know this thing about charging, etc. Sami Daku, he himself at the point, he said he will verify. So I don't want to hold it against him. But he shouldn't also mislead the public by saying you get bail only when you've been charged. That's wrong. That's not good civil procedure. Yeah, then sometimes you can be brought in, you've not been charged and you are giving bail. Or even sometimes it's not bail is upon caution. When you say you are under arrest, this, you are done, then you do the caution statement. And then you grant bail. Even sometimes they don't do the caution statement. They can just read your Miranda right after the arrest. They will grant you bail and take the caution statement later. So Sami Daku himself should stop. You see how he's always trying to pontificate. Sami Daku is always trying to file fault with other lawyers and other commentators. It's wrong.
Martin, he says and he knows that you've been charged. Let's find out from him, Sami. When is the OSP going to put Martin Peiwu before court based on the charge that he's been charged with by office?
So I'm very happy that he's also explained to you. The only reason I called him was the misleading information that you were putting to the expert.
No, Sami, hold on. He has also said that he has not been charged. So
no,
on that
the
basis.
Misleading information was that a person cannot be granted the if he has not been charged.
But okay.
He has just explained to you that he has been arrested on the offense of obstruction of justice contrary to Section 69 of the OSP Act. And on that basis,
Let me admit that he said those. But he says he has not been charged, contrary to what you say.
You guys are not getting it. What we mean is that he has been formally notified of the offense for which he's been investigated. And on that
Sami, let us be fair.
No,
while we're all educating the public, you said that he has been charged.
If you take your time and listen,
I have taken my time. I am just asking you based on what you said.
There are two forms of charges. I said that we have not charged him as in placing before court. But we have told him of the offense for which he's been investigated. And his statement has been taken. That is what I was referring to because you were confusing the professor by telling the professor that can a person be granted bail if the person has not been charged? And the professor told you that no. And I'm saying that you were misleading the professor because he has been cautioned and his statement has been taken and the offense for which he's been investigated has been told him. And on that basis, he has been granted bail.
Well,
he has not been placed before a court of law.
Earlier, that was not this. But anyway, let's leave it. The public will be the best judges. But when are you putting Martin Peiwu before court?
I mean, prosecutors and investigators are always going through a number of things. Let's not rush them. It's the same thing we did Anytime the OSP is investigating a matter, we are rushing. When are you? When they go to court, they are saying that you went to court too late or you did this. Let's allow investigators to do their work. I'm sure that when they are done with their work, whatever needs to happen, Ghanaians will be made to know. And again, let's tell Ghanaians, this is separate from the inquiry into his allegations that he's not been able to substantiate. Mm-hmm. It's different. Let's not confuse the two.
We haven't done that.
With an obstruction of justice.
We have clearly
and
differentiated between the two, Sammy.
From the original work that is being done.
Well, thank you. We have clearly differentiated between the two here. Sammy Dakun is the director in charge of strategy at the OSP. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecell, Holy Incense, Spirit and Coil, and also by Shield Pension Trust. My name is Samuel Brace. Up next is Newsnight.